welcome back to our listeners. We are very, very excited to have a series of guests on our podcast from the AAPG Young Professionals Group. One of our guests on today's podcast, we're joined by Irma Panu-Filandra, which I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, from Prospects Energy London. So thank you, Irma. We're really, really happy to have you on board. And thank you again for giving us some of your time today. We were wondering if you could tell us a little bit about yourself as well as some of the work that you do.
For sure. Hello, and thank you for having me. So I'm a business development geoscientist for Prospects Energy. Prospects Energy is an AIM-listed multi-asset E&P company focused on European natural gas. I am identifying new business opportunities and potential joint ventures that fit the technical rationale of the company in Europe, and I assist to our ongoing E&P activities. Further to that, I am the president of the London AAPGYP chapter, where we aim to help students and young professionals in their career development and offer opportunities to hone their technical and soft skills, as well as to grow their network in the industry.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for sharing. And I've heard that there's a lot of amazing events that are coming out of the London AAPGYP chapter. So always great to see some fantastic events coming out from that corner. Could you tell us a little bit about how sustainability ties into your work, especially in terms of the business side of things, but also some of the technical rationales that you mentioned as well?
So I think during the last year, it was evident that there was a shift in the energy industry with a lot of investment in renewables. So currently, renewables face a challenge to meet the supply at all times, which can be compensated by the use of natural gas. Natural gas is the transition fuel leading to the pathway to green energy, producing less of the carbon pollution. Natural gas is also used for the production of hydrogen, which combined with CCS has net zero carbon emissions, reaching closer to the 2050 goal. Hydrogen has great momentum currently in Europe, and it's essential to Europe's strategy for decarbonization. And we have witnessed great investment in all sectors, including but not limited to energy production, storage, and transmission, as well as transportation. Natural gas infrastructure can also serve in the future for the transmission of hydrogen for industrial and commercial uses. I think also there's going to be great importance on CCUS. The UK government, for example, has set out a work program with the ambition to deploy CCUS at scale in the 2030s and to reduce its cost.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really glad to hear. We're seeing a lot of more companies and more countries contributing, investing into the CCUS space to really sort of motivate more of those practices to lead to a net carbon future. And I love how you mentioned how important natural gas is. Recently in Texas, we've sort of experienced the importance of this. So really glad that you touched on that. And I could not agree more. In terms of the opportunity space, right, we have a lot of early career geos that are sort of trying to navigate this energy integration / transition. So where do you see that opportunity for those geos currently in this field?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I believe that there's great opportunity for early career geoscientists as they possess a fantastic skill set that can be applied to many sectors, not only in oil and gas industry. There's going to be a shift in the role of geoscientists for sure, which probably is already evident, but I believe that geoscientists are going to be vital for the creation, development, and maintenance of an efficient supply chain of resources, ensuring a net zero carbon energy industry. So at London AAPGYP, we are creating content and events that can provide information to students and young professionals about the energy transition, how it affects the industry, and the role of the geoscientists in the future. So we are planning career development events to perfect an application and technical events presenting geology from different areas in the world, and we are hoping that they could help to expand the knowledge of the early career geos.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Irma. And that point that you made about how geoscientists are going to be vital for the creation, development, and maintenance of an efficient supply of resources is huge, because in reality, you know, as geoscientists, we understand the earth, we understand these natural processes. And so our views, I could not agree more, will very well transition into that and become super important in the future. And thank you also for sharing some of the ongoing events and future events and opportunities within the AAPGYP London chapter. Is there anything that you want to add before we move on to our next guest?
I think it's important to bear in mind that the basic principles that we learn, such as sedimentology, geomorphology, earth processes, are not going to change. The application is going to change, though. So even with the energy transition, geology is in the center of this. And we're looking forward to anyone interested in the London AAPGYP activities to join us in our events and hear what their opinion is.
That's great. Thank you so much, Irma. And I'll be sure to sign up for the next AAPGYP event in the London chapter. It sounds like there's a lot of fantastic events that are going on there. And also, a great point. Rocks are rocks, right? And only geoscientists really understand the fundamentals, but also the massive implications that these various rocks can have. So thank you again for your time, for coming on and sharing your perspectives. We really, really appreciate it. So thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time on the next episode of the AAPG Sustainable Development Podcast. Thank you again. Take care and stay safe.